think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Good morning. Joining us right now is Stuart Varney. You know him as the host of Varney & Company on the Fox Business Network. Good morning, Stuart. How are you?
Good morning, Mary. I am well, and I hope you are too.
Absolutely. Well, we are all anticipating this big jobs report that's coming out tomorrow. What do you think we can expect to see?
I'm not going to try to forecast what we're going to see tomorrow, but I'll tell you this. We are now seeing the first signs of a robust economy expansion. We've not seen this in years. We've heard about it before, and those hopes were always dashed, but now the evidence is in place. Consider this, Brian. Yesterday, nearly 300,000 new jobs in the private sector reported by ADP.
Can I pause you there? Because I want to ask about that. I mean, a lot of people say ADP, well, sometimes it's right, sometimes it's not. You think that there's something there?
Well, the size of the increase in private sector jobs makes my head turn. I got to notice this.
Okay.
Nearly 300,000. 60,000 construction, 30-odd thousand in manufacturing.
Wow.
They're off and they're running. And there's a new indicator, LinkedIn. You know, the professional network, social network?
Right.
They say that it was the strongest consecutive month for hiring in America since 2015.
Wow.
Consumer confidence. Small business optimism at decades-long highs. I've just got the Challenger Gray and Christmas report in. Far fewer job cuts in the month of February. You add this lot up together, and you've got an economy that's poised for a fairly robust expansion.
And therein lies, some people see, as a problem. I mean, it's a good problem. It's a quality problem. But when you get that kind of expansion and that kind of robust growth, then a lot of people think, well, the Fed's now going to raise rates.
Well, they will raise rates. There's no question about it. They will. But the investors, this time around, they're taking that as a good sign. The Federal Reserve is raising rates because the economy shows signs of strength. That means expansion in the future, more jobs, better wages, more profits. Up goes the market. Different, isn't it? You're not used to this.
No.
You're used to rates go up and the stock market goes down. That's what you're used to, and it's a very different ballgame these days.
And we're happy for that. I want to talk to you, switch a little bit here, to go to health care and this idea of bringing down the cost of health care. People, for instance, like my husband and I, we pay $14,000 a year in premiums, $3,000 each in deductibles. We can't afford to use it. Do you see the Republicans being able to come up with a plan that will drive that cost down?
I don't know. I wish I could answer your question directly, Mary. I've got to give you an honest answer. I don't see any plan at this moment which absolutely drives down the cost of health care. I can see how the cost of health insurance might go down, but I don't know how the cost of health care itself goes down. I've not worked that one out. I think, however, that President Trump has an enormous amount of leverage over the Conservative Freedom Caucus when it comes to unifying the Republican Party behind some kind of plan. These Freedom Caucus people, they come from states which were won heavily by President Trump, or candidate Trump, as I should say. And if they now go against any change in the Republican plan, if they vote against it and sink it, they are sinking President Trump's policy and his schedule and his program for growth. I don't think that will go down well in their home districts. And I think the president will apply that leverage vigorously.
But we know there's going to be a piece plan, three steps, which I personally don't have a problem with. Let's take this slowly. Let's do it piece by piece. Let's learn from the Obamacare bill, and let's learn as we go along and tweak as we go along. I do believe, though, he needs to start putting out what's going to be a little bit more concrete plans for what's in step two and what's in step three.
I think you'll get it. Eventually, you will get it.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's got to come relatively quickly so you can complete this very busy legislative schedule for the rest of the year, which includes the mammoth job of reforming the tax code.
Well, and that's where I wanted to go with this next, you know, because everybody talks about, you know, we're going to need a tax cut. We need a tax cut that would really jump the economy, jumpstart the economy in a much bigger way than what we've already beginning to see. However, the president said, look, we got to take care of this health care thing first. When do you think we might actually see some movement on tax reform?
We've had various Republicans come out and say, including the Treasury Secretary, come out and say, you will have tax reform signed by the August recess. That is a very optimistic schedule.
I think so,
I'm
too.
I'm not sure that you can keep to it. You know more about D.C. than I do, Brian. I'm not sure I can see Congress moving that quickly. It is an optimistic schedule. I hope it works. But if it's delayed even until the fall, it's still going to be there. And it will still jumpstart the economy even more for growth next year. So I'm optimistic that you'll get it this year. I'm not that optimistic about getting the tax cut before the August recess.
Well, Stuart Varney, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It is always a pleasure when we get to speak with you. Have a fantastic day.
Great to see you. Thanks a lot.